All right, welcome to Hebrew Club. We are on 1 Kings chapter 1, and we're beginning at verse 15. And we are right in the middle of Bathsheba and Nathan's plans to try to get David to get a move on to process who the next king is going to be, to select him. Because remember, Adonijah had already done all the prep work, had proclaimed himself king, had sacrificed. They were having a big party. Certain people they didn't invite, remember? So Nathan and Bathsheba came up with this plan, and at verse 15, Bathsheba enters and talks to the king, and then after that, Nathan comes in and reinforces it. So that's the little incident we're going to read today. So beginning at verse 15, Vatavobat bat sheva el hamelech ha-chadra v'hamelech zakein od va'avishag ha-shunamit Mesharat et Hamelech. Okay, so Bathsheba came to the king. Okay, so Vatavo is simply from the root bow, call, imperfect vav, consecutive, third feminine singular, Vatavo. And remember, you have different words for to enter. So bow usually means to come or to enter. Halak means to walk. Yatsa means to go out. Yarad means to go down. Allah means to go up. Remember, so you have those kind of basic directional words. So Bathsheba entered to the king, Hachadara. Remember, Cheder is a room. So here is a locative hay at the end, Hachadara. It's kind of a clumsy looking word because you have the article in the front. Came to the king to the chamber. All right, and it must mean to his private chambers or something like that. I'm not sure what it's referring to. Now you have this repetition of what we saw way at the beginning of the chapter. And the king was zaken me'od, very old. Remember how, again, when Hebrew adds details, it breaks from the vav consecutive sequence and adds these details. So you have the moving along of the plot with the vav consecutive vatavo, and then you have this little detail, this reminder. Now the king was very old, all right? So he's, again, just reminding you of the scene. I mean, we've actually had this at the beginning, but you can see how Hebrew narrative will kind of repeat things, and maybe there's a purpose to it, just to remind you of why David seemed so clueless and why he didn't know what was going on or something like that. So it repeats that he was old. And then Abishag ha-shunamit, Abishag the Shunammite, mesharat, was serving the king. All right? That's from the root sharat. And notice that it is a PL, this is a very odd form. It is a PL participle, feminine singular. Mesharat, and it means to serve. All right. So you don't see that, I mean, it's an absolute form, and it's the only place, I checked this, in the Bible where you have the feminine singular PL of this root. You'll see another feminine. Remember when she's speaking, davar medaberet, you get that eret ending for feminine participles. But here you have this mesharat ending. Okay, so that's just how the form.
So the Shunammite is a woman?
So the Shunammite, Abishag, is David's electric blanket.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And remember, now notice here that as opposed to the beginning of the chapter, he's already introduced these characters. So he doesn't give you any more background detail. Remember how narrative works? When they were introduced, he had this whole thing about who Abishag was, how she came to be serving the king, and all that kind of stuff. Here it's just kind of this, almost like this reminder. All right. So you're getting a very, maybe kind of oral kind of presentation. You kind of get that feel to it. Notice the language is generally more colloquial than kind of a formal Hebrew that we see in other places. All right. Any questions on verse 15 before we go on about any forms or anything? Okay, verse 16. Vatikod bat sheba, vatish tachu lamelech, vayomer hamelech, malach. Vatikod, that is from a double ayin root, kadad, means to kneel down, to kneel down. And it is a call, imperfect, third feminine singular. So Bathsheba is the subject. So Bathsheba bowed down, then Bathsheba bowed down. Notice how it picks up the narrative and moves it along with vav consecutives. See, after the detail, intervening in 15, it starts right up. Va tiko. Now look at that form, kadad. Because remember, there's several forms that those double ayin imperfects can take. This one looks like a first nun. In other words, that dagesh in the kof, preceded by the short vowel, usually signals, oh, there's an assimilated letter, like a nun. But remember, these double ayins are weird. Sometimes you could have a kamatz under the performative, the tav, which would make it look like a hollow verb, all right? And sometimes you have a seire that make it look like a first yod or something like that. But here you have vatikot, so that's just remember that form. And I think I said this last time. Certain words, there's like more than one form of it. So sometimes the imperfect of a double ayin will have a kamatz. Sometimes it'll look like this. Okay, more detail than you need to know. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. So bat shiva, bow down. Or kneel down. Now look at this next word. Va tish tachu. Okay. And she bowed down to the king. So she knelt down and she bowed down lamelk to the king. Tish tachu. Okay. That is usually parsed as a hishtafel from chava. If you look at Kaler Baumgartner or some of the newer lexicons, that's what they say. It's a hishtafel from chava. Now, not everybody agrees with that, but notice that would help explain the vav at the ending of it, which the Masoretes pointed as a vowel. It makes it kind of weird. So, again, chava, eshtafel or hishtafel, third feminine singular. You'll see this root only occurs in this binyan, in this conjugation.
Marcus,
yes?
I'm not familiar with that parsing. Is there any other term?
Yeah, so it means that there's a shin and a tav, a shin and a tav prefix.
Okay.
Like hit pael has the hit.
Sure.
So esh to fail or esh to fall has that sht ending that. So notice you have the performative tav, then the shin, and then another tav. So the sht, and then the root is chet vav he chava, if that's how you are parsing it. Okay? All right. So the king bowed down, va yomer hamelech, and the king said, malach, what's up? Which I probably wouldn't translate. It's more like, what do you want? Or what can I do for malach? What's going on? I don't know, the less slangy way, more formal thing. Okay? Vatomer lo. Aroni ata nish bata baronai eloheka la amateka ki shlomo benekil mok achorai. Vehu yeshev al kisi. Okay. And she said to him, Adoni, O my Lord. See that evocative? You, nishbata, you swore. That's from the root shava. And it's a nifal. All right, remember, this root occurs primarily in the nifal, to swear, or in the hifil, to cause someone to take an oath or make someone swear. All right, and this is a simple perfect form. You swore by Adonai Eloheka, by Adonai your God, to Amateka, to your handmaid. Ama, okay, to your handmaid. Now here's what you swore. Ki Shlomo, that Solomon Benek, your son, Yimlok, would rule Acharai. Notice the Acharai is after me, so it's like he switches to direct discourse here. So she said to him, O my Lord, you swore by Adonai your God to your handmaid that Solomon your son, certainly Solomon your son, now here's the quotes, he will reign after me. It's as if she's echoing his language, all right, David's language. And he will sit on my throne. Everybody see how the switch in pronouns is kind of unusual, all right? So basically she echoes his own words to him. Does that make sense? Okay, any questions through 17?
Why do we translate Shlomo as Solomon?
I don't know. It's just how we anglicize it.
I was going to say, that's a pretty distinctive thing to leave out. It's a schlub.
Yeah, I know. It's just an angle. Yeah. Yeah. Yehoshua or Yeshua was Jesus, so we kind of anglicize it. We do it that way, too.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just a English thing. Anything else? Good question.
No, it was not.
All right. Here comes the killer. Here comes the killer thing now from Bathsheba. Vata hine Adonia malach. Vata Adoni Hamelech lo yadata. Vata. Now notice how the Vata kind of signals she's coming to the punchline, she's coming to the conclusion. But now, look, hine. Notice that's immediate, either visual or mental perception. So notice how hine, it's not like he can actually see with his eyes, but in his mind's eye. You know, we say that all the time. Look, when we want someone to perceive something immediately. Look, Adonijah, Adonijah Malach is king. That's a third masculine singular perfect. Vata, and now, Adoni, my lord the king, lo yadata. My lord, oh my lord the king, you don't know. You don't realize it. All right, so again, the reference to that he's very old. He's out of touch politically what's happening. Okay, all these struggles for power are going on under his nose. All right, questions through 18? Verse 19. Vayizbach shor umeri v'tzon la rov. Vayikra lekol b'nei hamelech u le Evyatar HaKohen u LeYoav Sar HaTzava VeLish Lomo Avdeka Lo Kara. Okay, so he goes on to say Adonijah is the subject here, and he has sacrificed, simple call, imperfect vav consecutive. He has sacrificed shor, bull and meri, fatted calf and zone, sheep, larov, abundantly. So to abundance. So notice how it's making an adverb with rove, which means a multitude, so you add the preposition la rove, abundantly. And he invited, now notice all the lamids can be thought of as pointing out the accusative, the object. He has invited Kol, all the sons of the king, all the king's sons, and Evyatar the priest, Abiathar the priest, and Joab, the chief or the prince of the tzava, prince of the military. But Shlomo Abdika, your servant, lo kara, he has not invited. Now, I love the subtlety of the language here. Here's Bathsheba. She's talking to the king. Notice how she labels Solomon, not my son or your son, but your servant. All right. So, you know, in one kind of subtle expression, she reminds David of the loyalty between Solomon, you know. So she's reminded him of his promise. Now here's the relationship between them. He did not invite. So she's drawing the lines clearly. And you'll see through the narrative, as you've already seen, how clearly the lines are drawn between the two sides here. The narrator's doing that continually. Any questions through 19? Okay. Va'ata Adoni HaMelech. Enei kol Yisrael aleka lehagid lahem mi yeshev al kisei Adoni HaMelech acharav. And you, okay, again, notice some manuscripts have ve'ata again, a third ve'ata. Okay, notice how they sound exactly the right. But you, oh my Lord the King, the eyes of all Israel are aleka, upon you. Lehagid. That's from Nagad, an infinitive construct, hifil, to tell. To tell to them, they are all on you, to tell them who Yeshev will sit, again a call imperfect from Yashav, who will sit on Kiseh, the throne of my Lord, the King, Acharav, after him. Okay, verse 21. Vehaya, kishkav Adoni HaMelech, im avotav, Vehayiti ani bani Shlomo chataim. And it will happen, vehaya. Okay, now look at this next construction. Kishav Adoni HaMelech. The Kishav, That's an infinitive construct from shakav, to lie down, with a preposition attached to it. So the only difference is between lehagid and kishav here. Notice the different forms. The lehagid is a hifil infinitive construct with the preposition lamed. Kishkav is a kal infinitive construct with preposition kaf in front of it. Okay? Now, you would translate something like this. Let me translate very woodenly. And it will happen as soon as the lying down of my lord the king with his fathers. So that the infinitive, though, notice that in English we would translate it as a finite verb. The subject follows it, Adoni Hamelek. So it will happen as soon as my lord the king lies down with Avotav, his fathers. Namely, as soon as he dies. Okay. Now, Vehayiti ani uveni Shlomo chataim. Then I will become. Okay, see that from Haya? Kavav plus call perfect first common singular, then I will become I. Now notice how the pronoun follows. It's not necessary. But you would can almost hear it say, then, you know, you'd put it in italics, I myself, I. Okay? And again, she's what's subtle here is the relationship between Bathsheba and David. Then I and my son Shlomo will be chataim, will be sinners. What does she mean by that? Well, she means that as soon as David dies, if Adonijah's the king, what's he going to do? He's going to kill Bathsheba and Solomon because they're the ones that are threatening him. I mean, behind this, it's never been said, is the threat that Solomon poses. And Adonijah knows that already, which is why he was making plans, even though Solomon was younger than him. Remember, I gave that kind of succession of the sons a couple weeks ago. And he's younger, but he knows he's a threat. Okay, it's funny how she uses the word chataim, sinners. Right? Probably not the best language. We will be outcasts. We will be the rebellious ones, maybe. I don't know. The traitors. Okay? Yeah. Okay, question through 21. 22. Vehine, odena medaberet im hamelech venatan hanavi ba'a. Here we go. Vehine, then look. So here's the narrator saying. Okay, so notice that the direct speech of Bathsheba has ended. And now you get vehine from the narrator. And look, odenna. That's from ode, third feminine singular suffix. Still her. Odenna. Okay? And then there's the nun with the dagesh preceded by a short vowel tells you that there's an assimilated nun there, odenna. Sometimes when you get those prefixes, you get that energic nun added. And look, still her medaberet. There's the nice feminine participle, piel, from davar, which is a more common form. While she was still speaking with the king, pause with the atnak, venatan, then Nathan, the prophet, ba, came in. Call perfect third masculine singer from ba. Okay? Okay, everybody, now let's go to at least one more verse here. We'll end it. Vayagidu lamelek lemor, hine natan hanavi, vayavo lifne hamelek, vayishtachu lamelek al apav artsa. See, now notice how it changes from the verb changes to plural. Vayagidu, and they told, this is from Nagad, lehagid, again in Hifil. And they spoke to the king as follows, saying, look, and this is the they has to be understood as the servants of the king or the attendants of the king. See, look, Nathan the prophet, or behold, Nathan the prophet. In other words, this is kind of their introduction to him. They come in, okay? All right, vayavo, and he entered before the king, Vayishtachu, and he bowed down. Notice Yishtachu is third. That's the from Chava, the Eshtafel, the third masculine singular. Vayishtachu. Above we had Vatishtachu, and he bowed down to the king. Al apav, on his face, Artsa. Again, see the locative hey to the ground, but there's no article on the Artsa, which there shouldn't be really. It's kind of weird. All right. Everybody see it on his face to the ground. So again, notice he's making his submission and his humility very, very clear there. Okay. Okay, any questions through 23? Everybody good? Good. We will stop there then. It's 12:25, and we will pick it up next week. All right?
Thank you.
Good enough. Thank you very much.